our websites, they're like our online headquarters these days, right? I mean, they handle everything. Our security, the apps we depend on, selling our products, forms for people to reach out. A lot of that stuff, if you're using WordPress, it hinges on these things called plugins. And you know, you sent me this really interesting article about what happens when these plugins, well, when they don't get along with each other.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Think of WordPress as the base, like the foundation and then the theme. That's all about the looks. Plugins are like your toolkit on top of that, right? Mm-hmm. They're these little software scripts, a lot of them written in PHP, and they give you that extra oomph. Like, you want a contact form? Boom. Plugin. Want a whole e-commerce store? Mm-hmm. Plugin. There are tons of them out there, thousands, just on that official WordPress site, and then even more from, you know, different developers. That's what makes WordPress so flexible. You can do almost anything with it.
But, and this is the tricky part, with all those different pieces of software, you know, all working together, there are bound to be a few hiccups. Like, they're going to bump into each other sometimes, right? And that's where these plugin conflicts come in. So we're going to do a deep dive into this article, Resolve WordPress Plugin Conflicts. 4 helpful tips, right? You want to pull out the gems, the practical stuff, not just understand why these clashes happen, but actually, what can you do about it? How can you fix them? How can you even prevent them in the first place?
And that's a really crucial point the article makes. It's not just about, oh, my website looks a little wonky or that button's not working. These conflicts, they can open up some real security risks. And that's something everyone with a website needs to have on their radar.
No, for sure. For sure. So let's dig into the why. You know, why do these plugin conflicts happen? The article goes through a couple of really key areas.
It all boils down to, well, the care and feeding of software, right? Someone creates a plugin and then they have to keep an eye on it, update it. But sometimes that support drops off. You know, maybe the developer moves on or the plugin, it just isn't so popular anymore. Then it doesn't get updated to play nicely with the new versions of WordPress or with the other plugins you might have. And bang, you have a software compatibility issue. It's like trying to run the latest game on a super old computer. At some point, it just won't work.
That makes total sense. It's like a car, right? Like, if the company stops making parts for your car, eventually something's going to break and you're out of luck. The article highlights the downsides too, you know? We're not just talking about a button being out of place or something, are we?
Not at all. You might see some obvious stuff, like maybe your site's loading slow or the pages look like scrambled or a feature just stops working. But the real kicker here is the security risk. These malfunctions, they're like leaving the back door to your house open. Hackers, they're always looking for weaknesses, especially in those old plugins that haven't been updated. That's how they get in. Imagine, you know, they slip some malware onto your site through an old plugin. That could be huge for you, for your visitors. Your reputation could take a hit.
Okay, no, that's a little scary to think about. So what's the very first thing this article says we should do to protect ourselves? It starts off with, well, something we all know we should be doing, but maybe don't always get around to, backing up our website, our WordPress website. Mm-hmm. And it really emphasizes how often we should be doing this.
That's such a good point. How often are you actually backing things up? The article talks about the 3-2-1 rule.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of cryptic, but it's actually really simple. 3 copies of your backup data on 2 different devices, and here's the kicker. One of those copies, offsite, completely separate location. Imagine this, a plugin conflict messes things up big time. Maybe it corrupts your data during an update. Having a recent clean backup, it's like hitting the reset button. You're back in business, no big deal. It's like a digital safety net.
Oh, yeah, like a full system restore point, right?
Sure.
Okay, so safety net's in place. What's the next thing we got to do? What's the article say?
Number 2, keep everything updated.
Uh-oh.
Everything. WordPress itself, your theme, and of course, all those plugins. Developers, they're always pushing out updates, and a lot of the time, those updates are patching security holes that they've found. So if you're not updating, well, you're leaving those holes open, and you're making yourself a target.
And, oh, the article says this too. You always got to back up your site before you update. Double protection. But you mentioned updating things beyond just WordPress itself, right?
Right, because WordPress doesn't just live on its own,
yeah,
right? It's part of a bigger system.
Yeah.
The article talks about updating your security software too, the stuff you use on your own network, and even the security on your hosting server. Think of it like, you know, you lock all your doors and windows, not just the front door. It's all about layers of protection.
Makes sense, yeah. Now, even if we're like super diligent with backups and updates with all those plugins we use, there are still going to be conflicts sometimes, right? The article's 3rd tip, it's about, well, staying alert. watching out for those conflicts. But with like dozens of plugins running, how do we even do that? That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it's a bit of a needle in a haystack situation, right? But the article, it's got some really practical advice. One of the best things, just listen to your visitors. If they start telling you about weird errors or things breaking or the site's just running super slow, that's a red flag. Something's up and it might be a plugin conflict.
So our users, they can be like our early warning system. I like that. What's another way to be proactive to stay on top of this?
Testing. I know. It sounds a bit tedious, especially if you've got a lot of plugins.
Yeah.
But the article says test them one by one and then test them in groups. That way you can figure out exactly which plugin or which combo is the culprit. It's like a process of elimination. You switch them off one by one until you find the troublemaker.
Got it. So let's say we've done all that testing and we found the plugin causing the problem. And oh no, it hasn't been updated in forever. Tip number four from the article, get rid of it. Uninstall it. Sounds simple, but what's the risk of just leaving it there, even if we deactivate it?
That's a thing, right? Even deactivated, an unsupported plugin, it can still be a risk. No updates means no security patches, no compatibility checks. It's like having an old rickety ladder in your garage. You're not using it, but it's still a hazard. The article really stresses finding new supported plugins to replace those old ones. It's about, you know, thinking ahead and minimizing those potential headaches down the line.
So it's not just about fixing the problem right now, but making sure your website stays healthy in the long run. The article also mentions these website maintenance services. For someone who's feeling overwhelmed, all these backups, updates, all that, what's the benefit of using a service like that?
You know, if you're busy running your business or creating content and all this technical stuff feels like a chore, then yeah, these website maintenance services, they can be a lifesaver. They handle everything, the backups, updates, they keep an eye out for conflicts, fix problems, like peace of mind, knowing the technical side is in good hands.
So, big picture, what we've learned today from this article, we need to tackle WordPress plugin conflicts head on. Number one, backups, frequent backups, that 3-2-1 rule. Number two, updates for everything, WordPress, theme, plugins, even your other security software. Number three, stay vigilant, listen to your users, test those plugins. And finally, get rid of those unsupported plugins. Find good replacements that are, you know, still being taken care of.
Couldn't have said it better myself. These four tips, they're your recipe for a stable, secure, and well-functioning WordPress website.
Absolutely. So before we wrap up, here's something to think about. We rely on plugins so much, right? They make our websites do all the cool things they do. So what's one thing you can do today, right now, to make sure your WordPress site is in tip-top shape? Maybe go check those plugins you have. When were they last updated? Something to think about because, well, this online world, it never stops changing, does it?
Never a dull moment, that's for sure.
Nope, not at all. Thanks for joining us today, everyone.
Thanks for having me.